UN Secretary General Kofi Annan told the Security Council last night that the truck bombing in Baghdad was one of the darkest days in the history of the United Nations.
I know all of us, for years to come, will remember where we were and what we were doing when we heard the news. Sometimes it seems as if it's a nightmare and we are hoping to wake up. I wish it were. But I think the best way to honor our colleagues who are dead and those who are wounded and those who are grappling with the trauma they went through in Baghdad is to continue the work they have begun.
After Kofi Annan spoke, United Nations staff members and friends of the victims remembered their colleagues during a candlelight vigil.
It's difficult to bear the pain. It's a high price to pay for that. But definitely, I fully agree with the Secretary General that we will continue the work we've done, because it will be too easy for those who perpetrate this terrorism attack. We don't have to give up and keep going on with that.
Well, great sadness, of course. This senseless killing, it's very, very sad. But of course, when it's particularly the people that you work with and your community, of course it touches your heart and you try and understand why it is that it's happening. My immediate reaction is to sit in silence and send good wishes and good feelings, not only to the people who have left their bodies, but also to the families of the people.
Yes, there's a feeling of solidarity among the staff members. Everybody's feeling it in some way or another. Those who didn't know the victims personally knew someone who knew them. And the UN is like a family. We're all very closely knit. And it has been a very hard blow because there's just been too much tragedy in the world. It's just killing all of our hearts. It's killing us spiritually as well as physically.
UN staff members and friends, Leonson Panu, Julia Grinden Welsh, and Hazel Carrasco, at a candlelight vigil at the UN compound in New York City last night. The group commemorated the victims of the Baghdad bombing in prayer and song.